Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 81, Revelation Chapter 22, Verses 17 through 21. We have finally come to the last few verses of the book of Revelation. Verse 18 reads, I warn everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book. Now he's talking about this particular book, the book of Revelation. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. Many people use this verse to apply to the whole Bible, that we are not to take away anything from the Bible or add to it. But that may be true, but the verse itself applies specifically and only to the book of Revelation. So we do need to try to understand the book of Revelation the best we can, knowing that it's very difficult. But as we attempt to understand it and as we attempt to teach it, we do our best not to add or take away. That leaves me, the one who is teaching from this book, makes me feel that I have to be very careful in how I present this book in my teaching. Now, I can stand before the Lord and all honestly say to Jesus, I don't understand it all. This is how I understand it to date. If I take away or add to, I know the Lord Jesus Christ will not hold it against me because my heart is pure before the Lord in this sense. That is how we all need to approach the book of Revelation. We approach it very seriously. If you notice, those who add to it, and that would mean those living at the time of the end, their part in the tribulation will be worse. It can't be applied to somebody back in Luther's day because they didn't live in the time of the end. Those who take away from it will have some of their right to the tree of life taken away. That suggests to me possibly that not everybody has the same access to the tree of life. That seems to be what this verse says, unless we or I misunderstand it. Verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Who testifies to these things? It's Jesus testifying them to John. He says, I'm coming soon. Again, we see the word soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. That's spoken by John. 21, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. And certainly God's people need the grace of the Lord Jesus as the time of the end draws nigh. I've said it before, but there are two definitions of the word grace. One is God's unmerited favor, and that's the most predominant one. That's the one people know of. The one that people know less of is God's divine ability to do his will. Many Christians do not understand that aspect of grace, but there are verses in the Bible that when you read the word grace, the definition of unmerited favor just doesn't fit into the context of the sentence and the paragraph. What it does mean is God's ability, his grace, his ability given to us believers to do his will. And this ends the last book of our Bible.